Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello and welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. So today we have the wonderful Sarah Tobin with us. And Sarah, if you don't know, is a podcast host and emotional freedom techniques therapist and trainer who works with her clients all over the world to help them release birth trauma, ancestral trauma, limiting beliefs and emotional blocks. She hosts corporate workshops teaching EFT as a self-management tool for stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. Welcome to the show, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am so excited to chat with you. EFT, you know, is a big love and passion of mine. So it was only right that we brought it to the podcast. And I really love your take around, you know, using EFT for mums, for birth, for releasing trauma. So I'm sure all the mums listening will really, really appreciate this episode as well, as much as I do as well. But before we dive into all the goodness of EFT, I would love to ask you, Sarah, a question that I ask every guest who comes on the podcast. When did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
How many times have I spiritually awoken would be the question. I think reflecting on it, I've always talked to guides when I was very young. I remember what I thought was I was asking questions and getting answers, and I thought I was communicating with God, right? Now, I never told anybody, and I then proceeded to shut that part away, as most of us do. And then I think I was about 19 or 20. I was in Vancouver. I was with a boyfriend. He was very ill. We were in a hostel type situation, and he was lying there in the communal room, quite sick. And this Native Indian shaman came up to us and said, I'm not supposed to ask, but I can do some energy healing if you would like to request it from us. And he did some energy healing and Kieran felt amazing straight away. And he went off to sleep it off. And I stayed with this shaman and he sent me energy. He sent me color. He was getting me to put my hands up against his and feel his energy. And that was like, that was it for me. I was heightened then on the ferry back to Vancouver. The next day I could sense when Kieran was coming back from the coffee shop. Like it was a very unusual experience for me. And then straight away when I came home, I was like, well, I need to train in Reiki. I must have heard about what it was. And so I did my three levels within a couple of years. So by the time I was like 23, 24, I'd done my Reiki master. But again, you know, I was on the corporate path. I was in university studying business and then everything fell away and moved to London, lived the high life, you know, partied hard, worked hard. And then, unfortunately, we had a very big trauma in our lives that really brought me back down to earth, really made me question who I was, what was I doing, what, you know, is this fulfilling me, this path that I'm on? And I just felt I can't go back to how I was. And so I knew there was going to be a, I knew that something was coming. So, but I went back to the day job. So if you get me, so I knew that there was something was going to come my way, but I had to do the base. I had, still had to earn money and I still had to like live a life. So I continued to do that. And then it came. And that trauma was that we lost our baby daughter straight after birth. We had her for 5 days and then we had to take her off life support. That was November 2014. And 6-7 months later, pregnant again, very luckily, very fortunately, but also suffering from severe PTSD, undiagnosed. You know, I didn't even think to go to the doctor to get some help. But EFT came into my life then. And that was, I think, May or June 2015. I trained myself personally in June 2018. I started working straight away in the evenings. And then October 2020, I quit corporate life full time, stepping into the true me, my authentic self, 24/7, 7 days a week. And I've been learning and growing and evolving ever since.
Wow, what a story. And, you know, it really does show that evolution of that really spiritual experience you had when you were younger, and then how you kind of like drifted away from that again. And then obviously the loss of your child then brought you back onto this path through EFT. And, you know, it's interesting. As you can imagine, I hear all sorts of stories of how people spiritually awakened here on this podcast. And it's really interesting how people do have those kind of like nudges from the universe years previous, but it's actually that real pivotal moment in their life where they really like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to step into this now and embody it fully. And, you know, amazing work that you're doing now to help so many people with all this experience that you have. So for anybody listening who's like, I've heard Emma talking about EFT or tapping, or I've heard about tapping, what is EFT and how can it help us manifest our dreams?
Okay, so EFT, or emotional freedom technique, you know, colloquially called tapping, is a self-management stress reduction tool. So we have naturally, we move into fight, flight, freeze pretty regularly. And I think over the last couple of years, we have probably become more aware of our heightened stress levels because we've been all taken on a roller coaster together globally, which is kind of good in a way because we can all connect with each other in that respect. We understand what we're going through. So when we move into fight, flight, freeze, and we do that because we are afraid of our physical safety, which is what COVID did, or a threat to our sense of self, which is where bullying might come in, or even just a very curt email from a client, you know, it doesn't have to be major, that can really threaten us. And then the adrenaline and the cortisol flood our body because we are being given the tools and the energy to run or fight or play dead, procrastinate, take to the bed. You know, many people move into that realm, and sometimes you can skip, you know, you could go straight to running, you could go straight to freezing, or you could move through all three. And so what tapping does is hack the brain. So it's basically telling the brain to switch off the fight, flight, freeze response, therefore reducing the cortisol and the adrenaline very, very quickly. Like I'm talking within a couple of minutes. I've heard and seen people stop a panic attack in its tracks by using this. So you can, before you get too far down a spiral, you can actually stop yourself from going down that route. And it just calms the body and brings everything back to kind of more of a neutral place. And personally, I believe that we can't manifest our dreams when we're holding lots of heavy, dense, negative energy. And I know you write about this in your book as well. You know, we have to match, energetically, we need to match what we're calling into our lives, or what is already on its way. So holding these energies, so I'm talking, you know, when I realized that guilt and shame were one of the heaviest, densest energies, I thought, wow, that was so interesting. I thought grief or fear would have been heavier, but actually, and then when I think personally, collectively, you know, from the different ancestral lines of guilt that we're holding, the feminine energy guilt that we're holding through the ages, you realize just how much we're actually carrying. And it's not just personal traumas, we're carrying collective, energetic, ancestral, past life. You know, it's huge. So the more we can actually release these heavy, denser energies, the more we're freed up, the more our frequency is lifted to a higher frequency or a higher state of energy, which we understand because we know what happiness feels like and joy feels like and calm feels like. So that's all I'm talking about. I'm talking from moving from a place of shame or regret or grief to a place of more generally living in peace and calm and joy and gratitude. And in that space, that's where we're able to easily attract in what we are after in terms of what we desire. Whereas before, it's a hustle, it's hard work, it's graft, and we're doing. And I think that it's more feminine energy of just being allows us to connect with what we want easier.
It's so true. And I feel like when I first came across EFT, I was, you know, very early on in my spiritual journey, but again, had so much of that dense energy. Like you say, you know, I didn't know anything about inner work, didn't know anything about limiting beliefs and fears, didn't have any of that vocabulary. And I was going through a really, like, really emotionally intense time. I'd just gone through an awful breakup and obviously having my spiritual awakening, experiencing depression, suicidal thoughts. And my friend at the time said, like, just do this video. And it was a Brad Yates video. And I thought, like, what on earth is this tapping? So anyway, I did it. I was like, what have I got to lose? And I just had all these tears come out. I would just cried and cried and cried afterwards. And I thought, like, what have you done? I can't stop crying. What was that video? And, you know, I learned that EFT is so powerful because, you know, it really helps to move that stuck, stagnant energy from those meridian points. And for me in that particular moment, it was that just where my body could just go and like release all that, you know, pent up energy, pent up trauma, pent up, you know, all these kind of feelings, shame, everything, like you said. So it is amazing, like having seen EFT work on myself, but also on clients and everybody else who follows this podcast as well. It's amazing how quickly you can see that shift in energy and feel different within yourself, literally from just tapping. And that's why I love it as a technique, because you have the tools available to you. You just need your hands. And, you know, it's so easy.
It's a very empowering tool. That was one of the things I really like about it. And its efficiency and the speed at which it works. I needed something that was going to work because I was like on a spiral of doom pending the next birth that I had to experience. So I was like, I don't want to just talk to somebody. I had tried that a couple of months prior and it was just, for me, I felt pointless, you know. And I just needed something. Yeah, I needed something that was going to work fast. And after my first session, like you, I just cried the whole time. But the cry was just, it was such a relief. The cry, those tears are different kind of tears than, do you understand what I mean when I say that? Like when you're crying with tapping, they're a different kind of tear to just normal crying.
Yeah.
It feels like it's like, I don't know, washing something away. You know, you are really letting go. It's a very deep, very subconscious tool. And that's where we've got to operate. We've got to go into the subconscious with the, you know, in our conscious, it's 5% operating power. So the dirty work has to be done in the subconscious.
Absolutely. So how can we use EFT to overcome PTSD, loss, grief, and trauma then?
Well, certainly when we have these big experiences in our lives, we can hold them very tensely, very, very tightly. Often with grief, we are afraid of letting go of the grief for fear of letting go of the person. you know, that we're afraid of letting go of the connection we have. And often then that tie to that person is connected with grief rather than the love of the time we've had with them and the loving memories that we have. So when we're talking about big traumatic events, and these can be anywhere from, you know, physical threats to safety, like car crashes, abuse of any kind, I would personally recommend working with a practitioner, because if you just jump onto a YouTube video, I mean, you'll get some light relief, but there's nobody there making sure that you're okay afterwards. There's nobody making sure that it's specific and personal to you. And the more specific you get with your individual trauma, the better the release is going to be. So being held, being, you know, managed through, there's many processes and techniques as well that we can't as practitioners use in a group setting, i.e. on YouTube videos. So, you know, there's approaches that we would take that make you feel safe, because safety is one of the biggest aspects that is considered when you're working with a practitioner or with a client, because the reason why you're feeling so upset is because of lack of safety in some way, shape or form. That's why the fight, flight, freeze response was kicked in. That's why the trauma might be there. So safety is absolutely huge. So I would definitely recommend working one-to-one with somebody. Absolutely try it out on something that is high level. You know, go onto YouTube and you can do the tapping for high level anxiety, or tapping to help me sleep, or tapping to help me feel happy. But that's surface, you know, it's not going to get into the big traumas where we go back in a client session. For example, I would take you back to the event in a very safe way, and we'd work with the version of you in that moment, you know, your inner child, regardless of what age that is, you know, it's a previous version of yourself. And we, you know, I use matrix reimprinting as well as tapping.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's where we actually imagine tapping on the former version of yourself in those moments. We talk to her or him and find out what they need. And then we bring those tools into support. So there's a lot of things going on. There's visualization. There's probably hypnotherapy and, you know, in the back end of that too. There's inner child work. I use color and sometimes bringing in angelic energies if the person is open to it, all sorts of different tools that we can use in a personal setting to help with the bigger trauma work. But on a high level, absolutely, you can feel a benefit, but really, to make the big shift in your life, you've got to go deeper. You have to address the past. We hold on so much, and if we can release what we are holding on to, that's when the freedom comes. That's when the abundance starts to flow, and we generally have a better time in life.
100%. So, so true. And, you know, it's so true that I was obviously watching a lot of these videos and tapping on various different things. And it was fantastic to learn how to do it and, you know, feel that release. But absolutely, you know, the real nitty gritty inner work came years later, obviously through a whole variety of different spiritual tools and modalities and cognitive tools and modalities. So it's so important that we, like you say, work with someone or use the tools that are available to dive into those deeper aspects and to you know, acknowledge and have awareness over those things, but also then release them safely as well in that safe space so that we're not holding on to them. So how can we get started then, Sarah? What are your top tips for getting started and where can we go and try it out?
Well, I happen to have a YouTube channel saying all of that. My top tip would be to just start, because a lot of people will go, you know, same with any tool that you hear about, you know, there's so many tools. How do you know what's going to work for you? How do you know what you're going to resonate most with? What are you going to connect with most? You know, we can all be breathing with amazing breathwork teachers every day, but do we do it? No, we don't. So really, you know, if you're intrigued by this conversation, by what you've heard about tapping, you know, it is becoming much more popular now. And when I say I'm an EFT therapist or tapping therapist to people, they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Whereas, you know, when I first started tapping 7 years ago, that wasn't there. They're like, oh, my God, what's that? Like, you tap on your head. And, you know, so I would be seeking out somebody like me or somebody else that you could maybe connect with and watch. Just watch a video. You could type into YouTube. Well, I have my channel Tapping for Mums. Now, it's not just for mums. I suppose that's where I started in terms of niching down and supporting. But there are generic videos in there. Like I have a video for period pain that I think I just hit the nail on the head a couple of years ago when I put it out there. It's like 8,000 or 9,000 views now and loads of reviews about how it's really improved people's pain relief, you know, giving them pain relief. Pick something that you'd like to maybe look at if you and really first tune in. So part of this process, and you will get the most out of tapping, is if you are aware of how you feel. You know, just spending a few minutes thinking about or feeling where in the body doesn't feel quite right, because sometimes our emotions can manifest as physical pain. So actually, if I got lower back pain, or if I got stomach problems, or is my throat feeling a bit tight, or is my head pounding, that might give you a really good clue as to what is going on in that part of your body. Then ask yourself, like, what am I holding there? What is the emotion? Often I have people saying the same thing for the same places. So a lot of people with suppressed emotions, where they've not been able to speak their truth, they've had to hold back who they really are in childhood, will have throat issues. People that are really overthinking and very critical voice may get headaches. People that are feeling grief and sadness may hold that in their lungs or their heart. People with responsibilities and burdens are going to feel that as a heavy weight on their shoulders. Some people with anxiety and nervous disposition or fear will hold that in their stomachs. So actually where you're holding your energy is a kind of an indicator as to what you're feeling. And then type in tapping for anxiety, tapping for overwhelm, tapping for period pain, tapping for back pain, migraines, fear flying. You know, it can be used for absolutely anything, to be fair. So I would just recommend watching somebody tap along with them, right? You're in your own space, your own home. It doesn't matter if you look funny or look weird. Don't worry. There's millions of people tapping all around the world every day. So you're not on your own. And yeah, just give it a try. You have to feel the difference. You have to feel the benefit for you to really want to progress further than that, I think. So the more specific you can find a video for you, the more you're going to feel that shift. And when you feel that shift, you'll go, oh, that's what they were talking about. That's what letting go feels like. And then you might want more of that.
Definitely. And I love that EFT can be used to manifest as well, not just to clear emotions, although that is the kind of like underlying theme of it. But, you know, there's lots of videos for like manifesting money or manifesting abundance or manifesting a good day. So how does that work? How can we use EFT for manifesting things as well?
I think that goes into like the positive side. So with the traditional tapping, you go in and you clear the negative. You then kind of move to neutral. Kind of, what if I could achieve this goal? What if I could let go of this doubt? What if I could do a TED talk, right? And then into the positive, which is, I can do a TED talk. I have got something of value to say. I can achieve my dreams. I can have what I want. I am abundant. And I like to think of tapping with affirmations is like affirmations on speed, you know. So affirmations on their own, you might have to say and repeat really quite frequently, and you'll have to remember to do them all the time. Whereas as we're diving straight into the subconscious, you're flipping off the lack of safety switch in the brain, and you're programming quite quickly. So it's like, yeah, it's a shortcut in to the positive way of thinking, the positive manifestation. A word of caution, though, I do feel that clearing the dirt first, going into rooting out what is the actual belief that's preventing or creating the block to the manifestation that you're after, I feel that is going to be more powerful, and you will have more of a breakthrough and a quicker result. If you just do the positive affirmations, it will make you feel nice and it will help and support, but I feel it'll take longer.
I agree. Because if you're tapping or doing any manifestation work for that matter, you know, to manifest money, for example, and you're not seeing those results, you're like, I'm going to do more and more and more and more. Like, and you're never addressing that block or belief or that resistance underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be there. So yeah, I 100% agree. Dealing with the root cause first, or dealing with any blockages, allows you to then do that video or do that technique from that clear energetic space where it just feels fun. You're not doing it because you need it or it's that desperation. You're doing it because actually this just feels fun. I'm going to do it for fun and I don't even need it. It would just be a great bonus on top.
Yeah, like that's the kind of energy you're referring to there, I suppose, is the lack energy. And if you're kind of desperately like trying to program the positive stuff, you're kind of already in a way inadvertently saying, I don't have this, and that there is lack. Going to the root, finding the belief that is causing, which isn't easy, you know, and sometimes I think working with a practitioner is the best way to do that, because I literally think of myself as a detective. Every time I'm with a client, I'm like, right, so why has that happened? What happened in their childhood? What belief is running? How can we find out what it is? And then we talk, you know, we have a chat, and we actually do a lot of ego chatting. So I get them to talk to their ego and find out where things started in their timeline, and we go back to those places, and then we say, well, what belief did you create in this moment? And then bingo, we've got the gold, and then we can tap on that and release that.
Love that. Amazing. So I want to know, Sarah, we've spoken all about how amazing EFT is, but I want to know, how has tapping changed your life, and can it help us overcome addictions too?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I had a huge traumatic event that propelled me into this world and this modality. So the tapping and the work that I did on that event has absolutely transformed my grief. It has transformed my relationship with my daughter. In my mind, I believe that she is my guide. She loves the limelight. Like, she's going to be so happy I'm on this podcast. She's like a little PR queen. You know, she's rooting for me, and I have a very strong connection with her, and you know, I'm so grateful for that. I'm absolutely so grateful for the healing that I have been able to do. But again, that was a choice, you know, like I wanted to get to this space. So I've had a very happy life going forward, been able to have two more children, very, appreciate that hugely. And then when I did my EFT training, that is when I realized, Oh, I have a hell of a lot of stuff to let go of. And a lot of things came up during those. It was 3 days EFT and 2 days Matrix, those 5 days, that absolutely transformed my anxiety. I didn't realize that I was a highly anxious person. I was a high functioning, anxious person. And when I figured out some things and released some things on the course, a couple of months later, I was like, oh my God, I think I've shifted, you know, dramatically, and I wasn't doing the same things. My behaviors were changing. My mental talk, my negative talk was, you know, was now very, very minimal, like, which is amazing because it was really strong before that. And then another thing that I've used, like you referred to their addiction, I've used tapping to support me letting go of alcohol. Not that I was ever addicted, but I think I was mindlessly connected to various benefits that I felt I received from alcohol. And so I was able to do a lot of reprogramming, and I'm now about 2.5 years not drinking, and I'm feeling the benefits of that just massively in so many, so many different ways. So what tapping does is that it can undo connections and pathways. So we have like a connection with alcohol, particularly Irish people, I think, as well. You know, we culturally have this, it's almost a rite of passage, you know, that we would drink a lot. We have connections about social confidence, about relaxation, about celebration, and various other connections. So what tapping can do is actually break those connections and rewire the mind to know that I don't need alcohol to celebrate. I don't need alcohol to relax. I don't need alcohol to feel confident. There are other ways of doing that. And actually you can use tapping to relax, feel confident, etc. And you can use it for smoking, drug addiction, food addictions. You know, there's a huge application for tapping, which is amazing because it then gives therapists different areas of focus, you know, that not everyone's going to want to work with mothers, or not everyone's going to want to work with children, or with teens, or with alcoholics, or whatever. But, you know, so you can really niche down and decide, you know, use your own story to shape how you support others.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Sarah, it's been such a joy speaking to you. But before we go, I've got one last question, which is, what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with today?
You have a huge amount of power within you. It is up to you to claim it, to feel it, to take it, and then decide what to do with it. We have been disempowered for centuries, and now is the time to find out who we really are at the soul level and do what we want with that, you know, and you don't have to listen to anybody else. You really don't. There's nothing anyone can say that you should have to do. You know, this is, it's your life. You have power. It's time to claim it.
Yes, love that. Beautiful words of wisdom. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Where can everybody find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Yes, so Tapping for Mums is my website, and I have a YouTube channel as well, just / Tapping for Mums, and Instagram is where I mostly hang out, and that's just Sarah_Tobin.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on today. It's been such a joy speaking with you and learning about all things EFT more deeply. And I'm sure everybody listening has taken away so many pearls of wisdom as well. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining Sarah and I today. I really hope you have enjoyed our conversation. And of course, you can find a clickable link to Sarah's work in the description below. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.